When Phoebus with her glittering beams had decked each grove and shade, fair Flora sitting by the streams, and on her lute she played, her pleasant sounding instrument did echo in the air, which filled her heart with true content, but Strephon was not there. By name she was framed, so each nymph she did exceed, and from her features there did flow a thousand smiles indeed. But still she cries, "Where is my love? Where is my dearest dear? The sun hath gilded all the grove, but Strephon is not here." She missed her Strephon all the day, which filled her heart with fear. She tripped unto the vale straightway and cried, "Where is my dear?" But none did answer her complaint, though she did much bewail. Waxed pale. Said she, "Thou hadst no legal cause to leave thy Flora now. It is a breach of Cupid's law in love to break your vow." And thus in vain she did complain and spend the silent night. Quoth she, "I fear my love is slain, my joy and heart's delight." Her passion overruled her mind and drove her in despair. She left her pretty lambs behind and wandered far and near. She searched each grove and valley round, but yet, alas, in vain. For Strephon was not to be found, which filled her heart with pain. Her senses, they were stupefied, she could not then forbear. But smiting on her breast, she cried and tore her lovely hair, which hung down like threads of gold, a pleasant ornament. But Strephon grieved to behold, to see her thus lament. "Lo, hear my Flora, swain that does thyself adore, the truest and the happiest man as ever lived before." Quoth he, "Sweet creature, surely I will not disloyal be, but love my Flora till I die. My love is linked to the glory of the shade where thee thy flocks doth feed, a fair and virtuous comely maid, no one can thee exceed. I do protest I am not blessed without thy company. Then prithee set thy heart at rest, I'll feed my flocks by thee, and live in perfect unity, and run out nature's race, till death will never parted be, but life." that joys might then increase. He kindly took her by the hand, her senses did revive. Said he, "My Flora,